ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, ראש חודש טוב ומבורך, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. We're learning בעזרת השם, we're starting a new cycle, we're starting all over again, פרשת נוח, and obviously פרשת נוח, the main topic in פרשת נוח is the flood that happened at the times of Noah, and הקדוש ברוך הוא, he told Noah that he's going to erase everything on earth, therefore, He asked him to build the tiba and to take from mekol ha'haya, mekol ha'hay, mekol basar, shinayim mekol tabi la tiba la'hayot adach zacharon kibal iyu. All kind of behemot, all kind of hayot, all kind of creatures, everything he has to bring inside the tiba. So they should multiply after the mabul because at the time of the mabul everything is going to be wiped out. And the pasuk tells us here, mekol ha'hay, mekol basar, shinayim mekol tabi la tiba la'hayot adach. And that's what we said, Makul Ahai, Makul Basar. I saw here the Ramban said everything that includes everything. He says here the Ramban, if that includes everything, where do they have room for all the behemoth, all the hayot inside the Tiba? Even though the Tiba was 300 amot or ka, but still, where would all this behemoth and the hayot? You know how many creatures are in the world? You know how many behemoth, how many hayot are, how many birds are in the world? How could they fit in the Tiba? So the Ramban, he asked that question. He said, "Yadua ki ahayot rabot meod, umehen gedolot meod, kmo pilim v'reyemim v'zulatam." He said, "You have many giant behemoth, just like the elephant and the zebras. Where are they going to fit in the teba? V'haremes haromes ala ares rab meod. He has millions and millions they have." גם מעוף השמיים מינים רבים, אין להם מספר, כמו שאמרו רבותינו במסכת חולין. 120 מיני עופות טמאים יש במזרח, וכולם מן אייהם. The Gemara tells us there are 120 different types of birds in a certain area, and all of them, they are one type of ayah, a type of haya that we have. All of them, there are only one type, one kind. And how many birds you have? Plenty. There's no limit. ולעופות הטהורים אין מספר. Therefore, the Torah, when the Torah is telling us in פרשת שמיני, all the behemot הטמאות and all the חיות and all the עופות הטמאות, the Torah tells us about the behemot הטהורות. The Torah tells us the types that are טהורות. Those are the ones that you could eat, and all the rest you cannot eat. However, when it comes to the birds, the pasuk says the parasha mentions all the behemoth, all the birds that were not allowed to eat, and all the rest you could eat. So it means how many millions of different kinds of ba'afot and birds that you have. Where all these things are going to fit in the tiba? V'nei yistarech labim kulam sheyolidu kemotam. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is commanding Noah to bring from Mekol Ahai, Mekol Basar. You have to bring from everything. You have to bring so that type shouldn't be disappeared. And it should multiply after the Mabul. Where are they going to fit? וכאשר תאסוף לכל המאכל אשר יאכל לשנת אימה, plus all the food that you're going to eat, אז לא תאכיל אותם התיבה הזאת ולא עשר כיוצא בה. So this tiba that Noah built, it's not going to be enough. And even 10 tibot like this, they're not going to be enough. אבל ניסו, חזיק מועטת המרובן. Obviously, it was a miracle. קדש ברכות did a miracle. Even all the behemoth, they did have room to fit inside the tiba. ואם תאמר, יעשינה קטנה ויסמוך על הנס הזה, says, he asked here, if anyways the tiba was a miracle, why Hashem has to bother Noah to build such a big tiba, 300 amot, 450 feet long? That's a huge behemah, a huge tiba. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is bothering Noah to build such a huge tiba. Anyways, they're fearing inside the tiba b'derech nes. So make it regular canoe, and all of them are going to fit b'derech nes. Why do you have to make him build the tiba for 120 years and all that long? For what? אלא, לרמב"ן answers here, ראה השם יתברך לעשותה גדולה כדי שיראו אותה בני דורו ויתמהו בה, יספרו עליה וידברו בעניין המבול וכינוס הבהמה והחיה והעוף לתוכה, אולי יעשו תשובה. He said, all this, הקדוש ברוך הוא, he asked Noah to build such a huge tiba, and took him 120 years, so the people at his time should see him building the teva, and they're going to ask him what it is. He's going to tell him Hashem's going to bring Mabul. Maybe they're going to do teshuba. ועוד עשו אותה גדולה למעט בנס. Also, to minimize the miracle, and I think כי כן דרך בכל נסים שבתורה, מה שביד האדם לעשות, וישר יהיה בידי שמיים. So that's what he said, למעט הנס. And he continues here, ואל תתפתה לומר כי היו 300 אמות באמות איש שהיה נוח והיה גדול, שאם כן היו גם אנשים גדולים, גם החיה והעופות בדורי מהם היו גדולים עד שלקע עולם המבול. ועוד כי האמות אמות התורה הן. So he says, don't be fooled with the pirush of the Ibn Ezra that he said the when the Torah is describing the length of the teba, the Torah tells us shelosh meot amma. What kind of amma? Not our amma. Amot of Noah. Noah was huge, and the amot of Noah the Torah is referring to. So that means it was much huge, much bigger than what we think. But he said that pirush is wrong. Why? Because if you're going to tell me that Torah is talking about a mot of Noah and the people, they were huge. That means even if it was bigger, then the people also, they were bigger. And the behemoth were also bigger. So this pirush doesn't make sense, he says here. And not only this, the Torah is talking about regular amma. The Torah didn't tell us. The Torah is not telling us what type of amot we're talking about. Cannot be. Ela ha'amot, amot ha'torahim. Ela, it was a miracle. That's what he says over here. I saw here Rashi tells us here, Mekol ha'hai, mekol basar, Rashi says, Mekol ha'hai, ba'afilu shedim. Even demon and shedim, that also these kind of spirits, they also entered the teba. Why? Because the Pasuk said, Mekol ha'hai. And Rashi is medayek because the double language, Mekol ha'hai, mekol basar. Why the Torah has to repeat Mekol ha'hai from all anything that, which is living, and mekol basar, anything that he has a flesh, any human, behemoth, abasar, afot, anything that has a flesh, they enter the teba. What's the double language? You could tell me mekol ha'hai, that includes everything. Ella, Rashi said that from the double language, mekol ha'hai, we learn also including shedim. Mekol basar, that to come to include human and behemoth and afot. That's how Rashi is explaining it. And the problem is that still, even with the pirush of Rashi, the Torah could have told me Bikitsur, Mekol ha'hai, tabi latiba la hayotatach. Anything which is living, bring to latiba. What does it mean Mekol ha'hai? That includes everything which is living. It includes shedim, includes human being, includes the behemoth, includes afod, includes cherasim, includes everything. So why the Torah still have to tell me Mekol basar? The Torah could have wrote it Bikitsur, Mekol ha'hai, tabi latiba, and that's it, that includes everything. That's also a problem. And also, what the Pasuk is saying, Mekol ha'hai, mekol basar, tabi latiba, le'ahayot etach. What's the reason? Why should you bring two from each kind? So that kind should not disappear after the mabul. Le'ahayot etach, to stay alive. Obviously, le'ahayot etach. That's the whole reason why he built latiba. So the words le'ahayot etach are extra, unneeded. Obviously, mekol ha'hai, mekol basar, tabi latiba. Why should you bring all these behemoth to latiba? Obviously, le'ahayot etach. So what's the Torah saying, le'ahayot etach? That also we have to understand. And after, he tells him, "Ve'etakach lecha mekol ma'achal asher ya'achel ve'asafta elecha, ve'haya lecha ve'lahem le'ochla." He tells him, "You have to bring food to eat, you, Noah, and your family, and all the food for all the behemoth." Pasuk continues, "Why should you bring the food? Ve'haya lecha ve'lahem le'ochla." So the food, you're going to be eating it inside the teva. So this also, Tchaorat's also unneeded. Why the Torah is telling me, V'haya lecha v'lahem le'okhla, the food, what are you going to do with the food? You're going to eat it. Obviously, what do people do with food? They eat it. If you're going to bring food inside the teba, what are they going to do? Obviously, they're going to eat it. Why the Torah is telling us, and the food is going to be for you and for the behemoth to be eaten? So Tchaorat's unneeded. Why the Torah is telling me this, V'haya lecha v'lahem le'okhla? That's also we have to understand by the Rav Shem. So we start Be'ezrat Hashem. We have a few psukim before when Noah was building the teba. The pasuk says, Hashem was telling Noah, "Tzohar ta'aseh l'teba, ve'el amma techallena mal ma'ala, ufetach ha'teba b'sadah tasim. Tachtiim, sheniim, u'shlishim ta'aseha." He was telling him, giving him all kind of details, how should he build the teba. And one of the details, he told him, "Tzohar ta'aseh l'teba." What is this tzohar that the pasuk is referring to? תורה שהיא טל צעיר, יש אומרים חלון. Some מפרשים, they explain, the צוהר, the Torah referring to, it's a window. You have to make a window for the Teba. ויש אומרים, אבן טובה המאירה להם. Some say it was a precious stone, and that's where they got all the light from. That's what Rashi is telling us over here. Two different Pirushim, two different Hachamim. The question is, we have to understand, what's the basis of their Mahloket? Why each Hacham argues with the other Hacham? What's wrong with the first Pirush, Tzohar Ta'atel Teba, that it was Halon, it was a window? Why the second Hacham doesn't like that Pirush? He said, no, it wasn't a window, it was a precious stone. What did he, Mamma Tzeyu Abu Techim Bi'Avel, what did he find something wrong with the first Pirush of the first Hakam until he come with different Pirush? That's, we have to understand what's going on over here. And not only this, how could he, the second Hakam, how could he say, Ibn Toba Hamira Lahim? He made precious stone. Tzohar, it means precious stone. Pasuk says clearly later on, Vehim Okez Yamim, Veiftah Noah et Halon Teba Asher Asa. It says clearly in the Pasur that Noah, he opened up the window of the Teba and he sent out the pigeon. And sent the raven in the beginning, then sent the Yonah. But whatever it is, it says, Veiftah Noah et Halon Teba, he opened up the window. So obviously there was a window. And here the Torah is saying, Tzohar Ta'atel the Teba, it was a window. So why the second Hakam doesn't like that Pirush? He said, no, it wasn't a window. It was precious stone. What's wrong with the first Pirush? The Torah said it was a window. So I saw here in the Hizkuni, he tells us here, he said, Tzohar ta'aseh l'teba. We have the Ibn Ezra, as I said before, Ibn Ezra said, Tzohar pirush makom shekanes menu ha'or. A source of light. Therefore, there's mahloket between the two hachamim. One hacham said it was a window, and the light used to come from outside to inside the teba to have some light. The other hacham said it was precious stone. However, he says here, the Hizkuni, he said, Tzohar ta'aseh l'teba, הוא חלון שפתח נוח כששדלח העורה ביונה. Said that the Tzohar, referring to the window that Noah used, and Noah he made inside the Teba, he made a window. With that window, he sent the pigeon and the raven. ובעוד שהיה סתום, נתן שם אבן טובה להאיר להם בפנים, ונמצאו דברי רבותינו מכוונים. So here the Hizkuni is saying here, he said, when at the times that the window was open, the light used to come from outside, then you do not need precious stones. But when he used to close the window, now it's going to be dark inside the teba, he used to put precious stones to have light, to make light. That's here what the Hizkuni is saying. Said both pirushim are true. He had window and he had precious stones. He had window when there was light outside to bring light, and he has a precious stone when it's dark outside or whenever he used to close the window. Now it's becoming pitch dark inside the teba. Therefore, he has precious stones to make light. Ki yesh omrim halon ve yesh omrim ibn toba. That's what he says here. And with this pirush, he said he met shalom. However, he continues here. Ulfi peshuto tzohar ta'ase le teba lashon yitzhar pirush shemen ta'ase le tzorech teba lehair ba. Ve'en lefaresh halon lehechnis ba ora. Sheharei lo shimshu mazalot lehedi hakol yimei mabul. He says here, that's the pirush that he gave only to make peace between the two da'ot, between the two opinions in the midrash. However, the fi pshata pasuk, said tzohar ta'aseh teba, said lashon yitzar, means bring oil with you inside the teba to light the oil, to make light. That's what he said. He said, it doesn't make sense to say that tzohar referring to window. Why? Because we're going to see later on, the Midrash Rabbah tells us that lo shimshu mazalot kol yimei mabul. All the mazalot, the sun and the moon, all the kochabim, they weren't lo shimshu kol mazalot, lo shimshu kol yimei mabul. They didn't have any effect on the earth. All the sun and the moon. So if that's the case, why do you need a window? When's the light going to come from outside if the sun and the moon did not do their job? So that's what he says here. That's a simple pirush of the pasuk. Tzohar ta'aseh l'teba. It means tzohar m'lashon yitzhar. L'shon reshit diganecha tiroshicha v'yitzharecha, which is referring to oil. You bring oil inside the teba to make light. To light it, like when lighting the Rosh Shabbat, you put the candle, you put olive oil, that's what he told him. Let's hear what the Hizkuni is telling us. The Fi Pshat HaPasuk. However, I saw in Sefer Pardes Yosef, he brings down here in Otet, after he quotes what Rashi said, Yesh Amorim Halon, Yesh Amorim Ibn Toba, he said, Katab Sefer Eidut Bihosef, De Rashi Beparashat Veira, Katab Al Tabit Acharecha, De Mish Netzal Bezchut Acherim, Eno Rashai Lerot Bemapalat Son'o. So Rashi says over there that any person who was saved not in his zechuyot, because of zechuyot of someone else, that person is not worthy enough to look what's going on, how Hashem is punishing his enemy. V'hinne, al bedorotav, yesh dorshin oto l'shevach, v'yesh dorshin oto l'gnai. He said that there's mahloket at the beginning of the parasha, ele toldot noach, noach ish tzadik tamin haya bedorotav. He was a righteous man at his time. What does it mean at his time? Some Farshim, they want to say at his time he was tzaddik. Could you can if he was at the time of Abraham, would have been bigger tzaddik. And some say, no, at his time he was tzaddik. If he would have been next to Abraham Avinu, he wouldn't have been such a righteous person. So, yesh dorshim oto l'shevach, yesh dorshim oto l'gnai. ויש לומר, דהנה תנאי כי הנה תנאי. So said, that's the מחלוקת over here, depending on the מחלוקת over there. למען דה אמר חלון, כמען דה אמר לשבח, ונצל בזכות עצמו, ואם כן, כדאי הוא לראות במפלת צונו. ולמען דה אמר אבן טובה, אז דורשו לגנאי. ואם כן, אינו כדאי לראות, ואינו יכול לראות לחוץ. לפיכך, he used to make precious stone. So he says here, that this מחלוקת, depending on the other מחלוקת, that if he can tell me that Noah, he was a tzaddik on his own, and Kochikin, if he was at the time of Abraham, he would have been much bigger tzaddik. That means Noah was saved in his own zechuyot. So if Noah was saved in his own zechuyot, then he could have a window because he is allowed to see the punishment. Hashem is punishing all the other people on earth. He has the zechuyot to see it. However, if he can tell me that Noah, he wasn't such a big tzaddik, because if he would have been at the time of Abraham, he wouldn't have been considered such a big tzaddik. That means he wasn't saved at the time of the Mabul because of his own zechiyot. No, the only reason he was saved, only because of Kadosh Baruch Hu matzachen b'nei Hashem. Like the Midrash says, Ki nihamti ka'asitim v'noach. Kadosh Baruch Hu kibichon, he regret that he made the human, including Noach. Ela she matzachen b'nei Hashem. Noach, he wasn't that tzaddik, so he should be saved with his own zechiyot. Only Hashem saved him. Hashem gave him a gift and he saved him, not because of his own zechiyot. So if that's the case, it means he's not allowed to see what's going on outside the teva. Therefore, according to that pirush, he did not make a window. Because if he would have had a window, obviously, he's going to sit down next to the window and watch. Someone goes on the airplane, he wants to sit next to a window, he wants to see what's going on. So Kochikin here at the time of the Teba, if they had a window, obviously he's going to look out the window to see what's going on out there. But he's not worthy enough to see how Hashem is punishing the rest of the world. Therefore, according to that Hakam, he said he did not make a window, he made precious stone. That's how he explains over here. However, we could explain the Mahloket Be'ezrat Hashem in a different way, and we bring some introduction Be'ezrat Hashem. We have here in the Midrash Rabbah, tells us here in Parasha Lamed Dalet, Siman Yud Alef, there is Mahloket here between Rabbi Yohanan and Rabbi Yonatan, if the sun and the moon and all the Mazalot, did they go to work at the time of the Mabul? Did they shine at the time of the Mabul? The sun was rising and setting normal? Or what happened? Amar Biyohanan, mahlokat here in the Midrash. Amar Biyohanan, lo shimshu mazalot kol 12 chodesh. All the 12 months of the Mabul that Noah was inside the Teba, the sun and the moon and all the mazalot, they didn't go to work. The sun wasn't shining, the moon, there was no moon, there was no sun, there was no kohavim, no mazalot, nothing went to work. Usually the pasuk said, Sasim usmehim la'asot rason konehim, but at that time, none of them went to work. That's according to Rabbi Yohanan. Amar le Rabbi Yonatan, shemeshu, ela shelo haya rishuman nikar. Said, really, Rabbi Yonatan said, the sun and the moon, they went to work, they did whatever they were supposed to do. Elish lo yarshu man nikar. What does mean lo yarshu man nikar? Farshim explain over here. Lo yarshu man nikar because shem mehamat, he says here pirush maharzu, shem mehamat rob el lehut viha abim et midim lo nikar pi'ula pi'ulatam ba'ulam. So because it was cloudy and it was raining all the time, therefore people did not recognize the impact of the sun and the moon. Of course, it was cloudy. You see the cloudy day, and then people they it's sometimes they have also alchot nashoharuch. Said ta'ub biyom me'onan, and they thought that it's already sunset, and they prayed the arbit, and after that they saw that the sun came out again. So you see that it has also implications into the halakha. So that's here what Rabbi Yonatan said. Of course, sun and the moon, v'yom v'layla lo shbutu, they continue to work normal. Ela, what happened? Lo hayar shuman nikar. The people, it means the Noah and people inside the Teba, they could not feel the effect of the sun of the moon because it was cloudy and raining. So the hayar shuman nikar. That's what Rabbi Yonatan says. And the Midrash continues here, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yoshua, also different mahlokat. Rabbi Elazar Omer, lo yishbotu, it means lo shabtu. Rabbi Elazar explained the pasuk, od kol yimei ha'aretz, zera, v'katsir, v'kor, v'chom, v'kais, v'horef, v'yom v'layla, lo yishbotu. Said all the pasuk said there's daytime, there's nighttime, there's winter, there's summer, there's autumn, there's everything was working normal, and the pasuk said lo yishbotu, they never stop, and it said lo yishbotu lo shabatu, they never stop, including the time, the 12 months of the mabul, they never stopped from going to doing whatever they're supposed to do. Even during the 12 months of the mabul, they went to do their regular job. That's according to Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, lo yishbotu, mechlal sheshabtu. Rabbi Yoshua says, no, now, from now on, it says lo yishbotu. It sounds like at the time of the Mabul, they did stop. That means this mahloket, it's depending on the other mahloket we said before. Rabbi Yohanan, who said, lo shemshu mazalot, he holds like Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua said, lo yishbotu, from now on, they're not going to stop. It sounds like, until now, at the time of the Mabul, they did stop from working. That's here, and the other hakam was like Rabbi Elazar. That's here what it says. And the Midrash tells us a little bit before also, in Simson Man. He says here, Amar Rabbi Yitzhak, mi garam lahem sheim ridubi, what caused the door of the Mabul to go rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What caused them to do a lot of abirot? The Midrash says, "Lo al shehin zorain velo kotzrin." Not because of the tovah that I gave them. Because of the tovah that I gave them, that what caused them to do abirot. Why? They are Yitzhak. Ahat le'arba'im shana hayu zorain. Said once every 40 years they used to go plant. They used to go to the field. And Seorim and whatever they need to plant, they used to plant once every 4 years. Unlike, you know, the once a year or even twice a year. See, this once every 4 years. That's it. That's all the job that they used to have. Once every 4 years, all the rest of the time, they have nothing to do. So they used to walk from the beginning of the earth until the end. Ishaqala, in a short hour, he used to go from Israel to America, from all over the world. All over. Today, we need airplane, we need 12 hours to get there. But over there, back then, they used to walk it very fast. V'hayu matlishin arzel lebanon bahalikhatan. And on their way, all the high trees, they used to break it like nothing. Like it was like grass in their eyes. והיו אריות ונמרים חשובים בעיניהם כנמה בבשרו. Said all the אריות, lions and the נמרים, all kind of behemoth, in their eyes they used to be like lice, very teeny. It means they were huge. הכיצד היה להם אוויר יפה כמין הפסח ועד העצרת. Said they used to have beautiful weather, just like the weather between Pesach and Chag Shavuot. It means spring. All the time before the Mabul, all the times before the Nabuot used to be only spring. They didn't have winter, they didn't have summer, they didn't have all kind of weather. All the time the weather was beautiful weather between Pesach and Hag Shavuot. That's what it says here in the Midrash. And I saw here the Pirush Yedei Moshe. He explains here, רוצה לומר שהיו זורעים פעם אחת ל-40 שנה ולא היו קוסרים בכל שנה כמו עתה. Didn't used to harvest every year like now, אלא כל 40 שנה הייתה תבואה גדלה מזריעה אחת. All the 40 years, they used all the תבואה, all the wheat, the barley, whatever they planted, everything used to grow. They used to plant it only once every 40 years, all the time it used to grow on its own. וכל שעה שהיה צריך לו, היה הולך לשדה ולוקח כפי צורכו. ולא להם שום מלאכה כבדה כמו עתה, שמוכרחים לקצור בפעם אחת פני החורף. אבל ביניהם היה תבואה עומדת על השדה, ולא נפסדת כל אותם 40 שנה מזריעה אחת. So he said, unlike our times, that the people they have to work hard to harvest all the תבואה, all the crop from the field, because if you're not going to harvest it, the winter is going to come, it's going to destroy everything. But back then, didn't have winter, so what's going to be? So they planted once every 40 years. All the time the crop grows more and more, and whenever they need, used to go over there and cut whatever they need and make the food. And he continues here, Pirush Yedei Moshe, he said, הקצד היה להם אוויר יפה כמין הפסח ועד העצרת. Used to have beautiful weather, just like spring, just like the time between Pesach and Shavuot. He says here, רוצה לומר דקאי על רבי יצחק, דאמר שהיו זורעים ולא היו קוסרים, לפי שהיו זורעים אחת ל-40 שנה, מכל מקום היה צריך לקצור שלא תהיה תבואה נפסדת על השדה בזמן החורף. לזה אמרנו, שהיה להם אוויר יפה כמין הפסח ועד עשרת. רוצה לומר, כל 40 שנה לא היה שום חורף, אלא הכל היה ימי קציר, וכל פעם שירצה לאכול היה קוצר. That's what he says over here. He says that they didn't have to worry that maybe the winter is going to come and it's going to destroy all the crop in the field. He said they didn't have any winter. The Pasuk said, until the Mabul, they didn't have no winter and all the beautiful weather. After the Mabul, the Pasuk said, Aod kolimei haaretz. From now on, that she also is medayek, Lashon, Aod kolimei haaretz. Aod kolimei haaretz, ani namet shelo elahem kodim lachen mekol elu atim. Until that time, until the Mabul, they didn't used to have kites, v'horef, v'kor, v'chom, cold and hot. They didn't have all these things. Every single day, it was like Pesach and Atzeret. That's what he says over here. So and it means until the Mabul, they didn't used to have all kind of different climate, different changes in the weather. And after the Mabul, the Pasuk said, from now on, there's time you have to plant, there's time you have to harvest, there's time which is cold, there's time which is hot, there's time which is winter, there's time which is summer. From now on, everything is going to change. But until then, they used to have a lot of toba. That's what caused them to do Abirot. Why? Because when a person he has nothing to do, that caused him to do Abirot. And the Mishnah tells us, Batala mebi'a lidei she'mum. When a person he has nothing to do, then Yasser Ra start to work on him. Let's do this, let's do that, let's do this Abira, let's do that Abira, because he has nothing to do. However, when a person is busy with doing something else, the Mishnah Perkei Avot also said, Yafe Talmud Torah Amdir Cheres, Sheyigi'at Shenehem Mashkachat Avon. That's what the Mishnah telling us. When the person is busy, he doesn't have time to do Abirot. Therefore, when the Pasuk says, Od Kolemi Ar Zera Bikasir Vikor Vachom, that means from now on, you need to harvest, you need to go to the field, you need to work a lot in the field. That means you're going to be busy with the work in the field. That means that's also for you, it's also something good. That from now on, you're going to be busy with something else. You're not going to have time to do Abirot. Because you see, the only reason why Dor Mabul, they rebelled against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, they did a lot of Abirot, because they used to plant once every 4 years. But from now on, since they're going to plant every year, therefore, you're going to be busy and you're not going to have time to do Abirot. Like we said. However, I saw in the Midrash that there is different mahlokat. In the Midrash, Parashah Lamed Bet, Siman Vav, Pasuk said, V'noach ben 600 shana, v'mabul haya mayim ala aretz. Noah was 600 years old when Mabul started. This mahlokit again between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nehemiah. רבי יהודה אומר, שנת המבול אינה עולה מן המניין. The year of the flood, it's not counted in the years of Noah. Why? Because you see in the Pasuk that says when the Mabul started, Noah was 600 years old. And the Pasuk says clearly after the Mabul, after the flood, Noah lived 350 years. And the total years that Noah lived, 950. How could that be? If he was 600 at the time of the Mabul and 350 after, that's, you're right, that's 950. But where did the 12 months of the Mabul itself, where did it disappear? This was a full year. Where did this year disappear? How can the Pasuk was supposed to say that Noah lived 951 years? Because there's a year of the Mabul. He was 600 at the time of the Mabul. He lived 350 after the Mabul. All this Pasukim Meforashim. And the year of the Mabul, 951 was supposed to be. Ela, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shnat HaMabul, it's not counted. Ena Olam HaMinyan. Amal Rabbi Nehemiah, רבי נחמיה argues with רבי יהודה, אף על פי שאינה עולה מן המניין, בכל זאת עולה היא בתקופות ובחשבונות. It's still counted with the תקופות and the חשבונות. רשי said, if you want to know, בריאת העולם, שתחשוב בריאת העולם למניין תקופות ועבורים, תכלול אותה שנה של מבול. That's a big מחלקות and the מפרשים. What happened with the year of the flood? Is it counted in Shemitin, Yoblot, all these things? There's mahlokot in the Mfarshim, how to understand it. But let's see the basic mahlokot that we have here in the Midrash. Rabbi Yehuda said, the year of the flood, it's not counted at all. Why not? Why it's not counted? I saw here in Pirush Yedei Moshe again. He says the mahlokot between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nehemiah over here is depending on the other mahlokot that we just read. If the sun and the moon and all the mazalot, did they go to work? Did they have any effect on earth during the time of the Mabul or not? He says here, "Benra dekam pelgeb plugta derbi Yonatan verbi Yohanan leel parasha kafe." Siman bet. Sherbi Yonatan sbira leish lo shemshu kluma mazalot. Rabbi Yonatan over here that he says, what did Rabbi Yonatan? רבי נתן says שלא שימשו כלום המזלות, אסביר אלי כרבי יהודה דהכה. Here רבי יהודה said, שנת המבול אינה עולה מן המניין. Why? Because since that the כוכבים מזלות did not go to work, that means that year it's not counted at all. He holds like רבי יהודה. ורבי יונתן, שסביר אלי שכן שימשו המזלות, רק שלא היה שומן, לא היה רשומן ניכר, אסביר אלי כרבי נחמיה. ואם כן, עולים לכל הפחות למניין תקופות וחשבונות. That's what he says over here. And if we look in the Psukim, you can see Lchaora Siyata, and to help the opinion of Rabbi Yonatan, Rabbi Yonatan said, Kuchabim, Shnat HaMabul, Ola Min HaMinyan, Af HaPi She'ina Ola Min HaMinyan, Abal Ola HaMinyan Tkufot HaMazalot. So it's not counted from the Minyan. You see that Lchaora there is Siyata to his words from the Psukim, because the Pasuk says, Bishnat 600 Shana, לחיי נוח, when the Mabul started, בשנת 600 שנה לחיי נוח. It means at the times, at the year of 600 of the life of Noah. It says לחיי נוח. However, after the flood was over, פסוק says, והיא באחת ושש מאות שנה, בראשון באחד לחודש, חרבו מים מעל הארץ. Doesn't say, והיא באחת ושש מאות שנה לחיי נוח. Doesn't say Lahayy Noah over here. Why not? And before it did say before what the Pasuk said before we just mentioned, Bishnat 600 Shana Lahayy Noah. It says Lahayy Noah. Why? Because since that Rabbi Yonatan holds that the year of the Mabul, it's not counted Limanyan, but it's counted Lanyan Shemtin, Lanyan Tkufot Umazalot. It did have some effect for Tkufot al-Mazalot. That's according to Rabbi Yonatan. Therefore, the Pasukim are perfectly fit right with the opinion of Rabbi Yonatan. Because the Pasuk said, Bishnat 600 Shana Lahayy Noah. That was the 600 years of Noah. However, when it came, after they came out of the Tiba, Vahi Vahat Vishishmeot Shana, Barishon Bihadash, doesn't say here Lahayy Noah. Because really, the year of the Mabul is not counted as a year of Noah's life. מבחינת קנטות. זה לא פסוק, קנצה, והיא באחת ושש מאות שנה לחיי נוח בראשון באחד לחודש. It's not right to say לחיי נוח over here, because really נוח, even after the year of the Mabul is over, he's still considered to be 600 years old, not 601. That's why we said before that he lived after Mabul 350, including the 600 years that he was before the Mabul started. That's, he lived 950, that's what the Pasuk said. What happened to the year of the Mabul itself? It's not counted. That's the year it fits according to the opinion of Rabbi Nehemiah. However, just to understand the whole idea, what does it mean, Lo Shimshu Mazalot, all the sun and the moon and all the Kochabim did not do their job during the Mabul? What does that really mean? I saw here the Softi HaChamim, he's trying to understand what does it really mean. I saw here in the Sifteh HaChamim, in Perek Chet, Pasuk Kaf Bet, on the Pasuk, ביום ולילה ללא ישבותו, Rashi said, מכלל ששבתו כל ימות המבול, שלא שמשו המזלות, ולא ניכר בין יום ובין לילה. It wasn't, he couldn't tell the difference between day and night. Why? Because the sun and the moon did not go to work. So, לא ניכר בין יום ובין לילה. The person could not even tell if it was daytime or nighttime. He asked here the Sifteh HaChamim from the Haraim, Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, says, ואם כן, קשה. ואם כן, איך יוכל לראות באחד בתשרי אם חרבו המים, שהרי הוא בתוך י' בית חודש, ועדיין לא בא האור? Said, if the all 12 months of the Mabul, there was no light, the sun and the moon did not do their job, how could Noah see, פסוס, והיא באחד ושש מאות שנה, בראשון באחד לחודש, חרבו המים מעל הארץ? How did Noah see it, if there was no sun? ועוד, מאיך אני יודע מספר הימים, שנאמר, והיא מקס 40 יום? How do you know? After 40 days, he sent the pigeon. He sent the Aureb. He sent the raven in the beginning. How does he know what's considered a day, what's considered 2 days, what's considered the 40 days? If there is a, the only reason why we know this is 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, because we have the sun and the moon. Anytime the sun rises again next day, that's already a day is over. But since that, at the time of the Mabul, there was no, the sun and the moon did not go to work. So how could you say it was 40 days or 2 days or 100 days? How could you tell? بعود بيشلحت هيونا اخبر حابل تيور. How did the raven and the pigeon, they went outside? How could they fly if there's no light out there? How could they see? بلينرا. So that's what Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi is asking. بني أحد دبر بكوشيا. He doesn't have an answer. Here is the answer, the Sifteh HaChamim. He brings the Gur Aryeh. ולין ראה דמה שאמר שלא שמשו המזלות, היינו שלא הייתה תנועת הגלגלים, אלא במקום שהיה השמש עומד, שם היה אור כל י"ד חודש. ולא היו יום ולילה כשאר ימים, שהוא 12 שעות יום ו-12 שעות לילה, אלא חצי הכדור היה אור, וחצי הכדור היה חושך כל י"ד חודש. He says here that what it means, לא שמשו כוכבים מזלות, doesn't mean that the sun and the moon did not go to war. אלא, the sun and the moon, all the כוכבים, they froze in their spot. They did not move from their spot, they froze in their spot for 12 months. That's what it means. That means those who had daytime, the sun was shining by them for 12 months. And those, the other side of the earth, that was nighttime, it was nighttime for 12 months. Continuous. It wasn't 12 hours day, 12 hours nighttime like nowadays. He said, no, everything froze. Everything, all the kohabim, namazara, everything froze. It was the place that there was sun. It stayed sunny for 12 months. The place that was moon, it was moon for 12 months. כמו שהיה בתחילת הבריאה, קודם שתלו מאורות בגלגלים. ונוח כשנכנס בתיבה, פני מהמבול, היה השמש על הארץ. תכתיב בעצם היום הזה. When Noah entered the תיבה, the sun was shining at his place, the sun was shining in the sun. And in the sky. וכן דייק לשנה שאמרו שלא שמשו המזלות, ולא אמרו שלא העירו המזלות. And that's מדויק דלשון, that החיים דסה, לא שמשו המזלות. They did not circulate. However, they did not say Lo Iru, they did not shine. They did go to work, but they did not circulate like what they used to do all the time. Ela vaday she meorot iru. Ach yom velayla lo hayu kishar yamim. Vezeo she nakat rashi velo hay nakar ben yom ben layla. Kilo mar makom echad haya kullo yom, makom echad haya kullo choshech. And if now back to his question, how did Noah know how many days it was after 40 days he sent the pigeon, how does he know if the sun was shining by his place for 12 months? How do you know which day is it today? Is it 40 days? Is it the sun's still shining? So it's the same day. Ela, he said, "Efshar shehaya mishaer hayamim al ide shi'ur hazman, kmo shekatab ba'al akidah parashat bereshit." Said probably Noah. He said approximately. He said it looks like approximately 40 days was over. That's what the pasuk is saying. Or if you don't like this answer, oh, al ide keli shi'ur shekorim belashon Ashkenaz whatever. Shehaya lo kevan shehama ita zorahat b'halon ateva. כי לא לחנם עשאו, כי לא היה נוח יושב בחושך למען דמר דסוהר היינו חלום. או על ידי בעלי חיים, כמו דאמרין על מסכת ברכות, משמרה הראשונה חמור נוער. או על ידי העורבים התרנגולים, הנותן שיח בבינן לבחין יום בן לילה. או על ידי סגולת אבן טובה. So he brings down a few suggestions. How did Noah know that was 40 days were over, either על ידי חמור נוער, משמרה הראשונה חמור נוער. So he knew exactly from the behemoth, from the עופות, from the birds. He knew exactly when the day was over. Or al ide keli sha'on, he used to have a watch, like a special watch that he used to know when the day is over. So that's what he answers over here. כמו שאמר גבי משה רבנו, מנהן היודע אם אתה יום ואם אתה לילה. That's what he tells us here, the ספתי חכמים. And now after we know all this, now we could say that both pirushim that Rashi tells us, צוהר תעשה לטיבה, both pirushim are true. It means one Hakam who said Tzohar Ta'asel Teba, it was a window, and the other Hakam said it was precious stone. They're both are right, because of course Noah, he did build a window inside the Teba, like the Pasuk says clearly, and he also put precious stones. However, the machloket between them, it was like this, that Rabbi Yohanan, who held that it was Abanim Tobot, it wasn't a window, it was Abanim Tobot, like the Gemara tells us Befirush. Rabbi Yohanan, the Gemara says in a drink of Hait, Amud Bet, the Gemara says over there, Rabbi Yohanan says clearly over there, what does mean Tzohar Ta'asel Tiba? He meant precious stone. So Rabbi Yohanan, who held that it was precious stone, that Tzohar was a stone that to make light, he holds that Shiloshim Shom Mazalot Klan. He holds exactly like what he said in the Midrash Rabbah we just read. According to Rabbi Yohanan himself, he said, "Lo shemshu mazalot kol akar." There was no mazalot that did not go work all the 12 months. Therefore, the window is not going to help me a lot. Why? Because what are you going to see from the window? It's not going to help me. There was no sun and moon. Did not go work at all. That's according to Rabbi Yohanan. And the other Hakam, and the other Hakam who said it was he made a window on the side of the Teba, he holds that yes, Shimshu Mazalot. You're right, Eno Ole Min Hamanyan, but Rishuman Hayanakar. That's what he holds. Now we have the Gemara tells us in Masech Sanhedrin, the Gemara, same place, Sanhedrin Kuf Hayt Amud Bet. Pasu said after they came out of the Teba, the Pasu said, Lemishpehotehem Yatsi Min Hateba. So what does mean the mishpichotim yasimun l'teba? For their generation, for their families, according to each family, they went out of the teba. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, the mishpichotam velohim. What does mean the mishpichotam velohim? And Farshim trying to understand what does exactly mean. Rashi understood here, the mishpichotim yasimun l'teba, alma kol ehad ve'ehad ufne atzmu haya. Velo hayu ochdin kulam be'abus ehad, ela mishpachot hayu shiruyim. Said at the times that they were, all the behemoth, when they were inside the teba, all these behemoth, they used to be the lions by themselves. Each different behemoth was, it used to have its own food, its own place. And now when they came out of the teba, each group, they came out by themselves. That's what how Rashi understood here with the Gemara, what Rabbi Yohanan is trying to explain here. That's one Pirush Rashi tells us. I saw the Maharsha, he wants to explain. He said, after he quotes Pirush of Rashi, I am Pirush Rashi Acha, ויותר נראה לפרש לעניין מה שכתוב לעיל, דנאסרו כולם בתשמיש בתיבה. וכאמר, דכשיצאו מן התיבה, הותרו. מדלה כתיב הם יצאו, אלא כתיב למשפחותיהם יצאו. דהיינו כל אחד עם מינו ובת זוגו, דהיינו משפחתו. וכמו שנסתובה נוח, דכתיב צא אתה ואשתך, ובניך ונשי בניך, שכל אחד יעשה עם בת זוגתו. So that's what here the Maharsha is telling us. He said, "Mishpichotehem yasum na teba." Since that, when they entered the teba, they were not allowed to, all the behemoth, also Noah himself. Nesaru b'tashmish. They're not allowed to be the husband and wife together inside the teba. Also, the behemoth, they weren't allowed to be together. Like also what the Gemara says clearly, also in Masechet Sanhedrin. Therefore, when they came out of the teba, l'mishpichotehem yasum na teba. Now, when they came out of the teba, now they are allowed to be together again. Therefore, the pasuk said, l'mishpichotehem. למשפחותיהם, together, husband, איש ואשתו, יצאו מן התיבה, ולא הם, not the ones that they were inside the תיבה, because those who were inside the תיבה, they weren't allowed to be together. But when they came out of the תיבה, now they came למשפחותיהם. So that's what Rabbi Yohanan trying to explain. למשפחותיהם, after they came out of the תיבה, they are allowed to be למשפחותיהם, איש ואשה. However, הם, they weren't allowed to be together. Therefore, that's what Rabbi Yohanan said, למשפחותיהם, ולא הם. That's a Pirush of the Maharsha. I saw also the R scroll. He brings also a different Pirush. He says here, he quotes here the Yad Rama. Yad Rama mefarash l'mishpichotehem yatsu min hatiba. Haynu shlo nechsar mehem afilu yahad. Abal velohem shebaale hayim b'atzmam lo yatsu b'riim kifi shehayu b'chnisatam. Lefi shehaya lahem tsa'ar gadol b'ma shehayu mezonotehem mesurim b'idei adam. So he explains over here, he said, لَمَشْبِحُوتِهِمْ يَصِيُوا مِنْ هَتِّبَىٰ. That means their kids, all the behemoth that witnessed the tiba, for their kids that they're coming later on, they went outside the tiba, لَوْ حَسَرْ مِهِمْ أَفِلُوا أَحَدْ. They did not miss anything. However, those behemoth who were inside the tiba, they had such a pain inside the tiba, because obviously inside the tiba they cannot move as much as they want. They have their clothes in their own place. They can't move here or there. And they have their food, whatever Noah gives them, that's what they have, that's the type of the food. Obviously, they suffered inside the teba. So when they came outside the teba, their kids, now they're free. But the behemoth who were inside the teba, they weren't free, they were inside the cage. That's what he says over here. However, I saw more in Pardes Yosef. He writes here in Ot Lametet, Ben Rali, they have Pirush, the Kivan de Briash in Ba'itzim, in a Hayash Temesri Hodesh. He says here, since that, the Gemara tells us, Masachet Hulin Dafnun Hayat, that any creature that doesn't have bone, any creature without any bone, cannot live more than 12 months. That's what the Gemara tells us. That's on one hand. On the other hand, the Mishnah Masechet Eduyot tells us that Mishpat Dor HaMabul Hayash 12 Chodesh. That how long they stayed inside the Teba, the Mishnah says clearly in Masechet Eduyot, they stayed 12 months inside the Teba. So we said, Imkin, Al Korchach lo yatsu otto la'im bi'atzmam mehateba, shehari inam hayim 12 Chodesh, ורק המשפחות שלהם יצאו מן הטבה. So he says here, he said, according to this Pirush, now we understand what did Rabbi Yohanan meant to tell us in the Gemara. It means, since that Noah, he brought to the Teba all the behemoth, all the hayot, all the birds, all the animals, and all the creatures he brought inside the Teba. And any creature, the Gemara says, Masechet Hulin, any creature that does not have any bone, cannot survive more than 12 months. And since that they stayed inside the teba for 12 months, that means the creature that they didn't have any bones went inside the teba, did not come out of the teba. Ela, their kids came out of the teba. That's what the pasuk say, that's what Rabbi Yohanan trying to say. Lemishpichotehem yasu min hateba. Their descendants, their kids, they came out of the teba and not themselves because they died inside the teba. Since that, they do not have any bone, and any creature that doesn't have bone cannot survive 12 months. And Dor Mabul, they were inside the teba 12 months. That's why he says, لَمَشْبِحُوتِهِمْ بِلَوْهِمْ. That's the Pirush it tells us here, beautiful Pirush. However, the problem is that Hachaim, they tell us, that I just read you from the Maharsha, that we don't need the Maharsha. The Gemara says clearly also, that at the time when they went inside the teba, they were not allowed to be together. So, and the Gemara says, "In Esaru b'Tashmish, u'batal hatibah אתה ובניך ואשתך ונשי בניך. הוא הכתיב, צים נתיבה, אתה ואשתך ובניך ונשי בניך. ונדקים אינסד נתיבה, דה פסוק סיידי שתגו אינסד נתיבה, you and your kids, and your wife and your children's wives. However, when they came out of the Teba, it said, Tzim na Teba, you and your wife, and your kids and their wives. That means, Amar b'Yohanan, Mikan amru, Shin'isaru b'tashmish amita. Here they are asurim, they're not allowed to be together. And Tanu Rabbanan, the Gemara continues here, and Sanad Sim, on the same page, Sanad Rin Kufhayat, Amud Bet, Shlusha Shim Meshu b'Teba, v'chulam laku, Caleb, Oreb, v'ham. Ham, he was meshemesh m'tato inside the Teba, and he was punished, and the raven, he got punished because he was meshmesh mitato, and the dog, he was also punished because he was meshmesh mitato inside the teba. So you see that the asur tashmish mita wasn't only on Noah and his kids; it was on all the behemoth as well. So if that's the case, how did all the creatures who doesn't have bones? How did the pirush here that he told us here, the Paradis Yosef, he says that them shpehotehem yasun teba velohim. Because the creatures who entered the Teba, who do not have any bone, they couldn't make it to come out of the Teba because they died within 12 months and they stayed in the Teba for 12 months. So who came out of the Teba? Their kids. So how did they have kids if they're not allowed to be together? So he continues here, the Pardes Yosef, he said, "Tiferet Yehonatan Katab, de afilu mi she'en bo etzem hayu b'teba al pines." He coming here to explain something else. He says, even the creatures who do not have any bones, even though normally they wouldn't make it for 12 months, however, inside the Teba, they made it with a miracle. They themselves, they came out of the Teba. וגם יש לומר, דהואיל ולא שימשו מזלות, אם כן, לך כלל זמן. So since that, according to Rabbi Yohanan, the מזלות did not go to work, the sun and the moon did not go to work at all, there was no sun, there was no moon, that means there was no time. The time doesn't count. Therefore, the year of the Mabul is not counted in the years in the lifetime of Noah because it's not there was no Musag of Zman. There was no time. The time wasn't moving. The time everything froze. It means that year it's not counted. So if that's the case, all the creatures who went inside the Teba, they came outside the Teba after the Mabul, even though 12 months already passed by, but these 12 months they're not counted. Therefore, they themselves, they came out of the Teba. Again, that's going to be a little bit question to understand what Rabbi Yohanan says in the Gemara. That's a question on the Pirush of the Paradis Yosef, but you have the Pirush of Rashi and the Maharsha. But whatever it is, what is he telling us over here? Said, the year of the Mabul, Lekha Kelal Zeman. There's no concept of time inside the Teba. All the 12 months, there was no concept of time. So if that's the case, even the creatures who do not have any bones, normally, they were supposed to die within 12 months. They made it and they came out of the Teba because these 12 months are not counted. And with this, we could answer also, how come all the food that Noah brought inside the Teba, how come all the food did not get rotten? What happened to all the food? He had freezers over there. He had fridges. What did he have inside the Teba? How come the food that he brought 12 months and the humidity and everything, how come nothing happened to them? Ella, what causes the fruit to get rotten? The time that the sun and the cold and the heat and the humidity, all these things. Since that, back then, there was no kor, no chom, no kais, no choref. Therefore, the time did not have any effect on the fruit, and the fruit they lasted all these 12 months. And nothing happened to it. And with this, we could also explain what we started with, that since that, when Noah entered the Teba, as we said, that he was asur for him to do Tashmish Amita, and all the creatures who do not have any bones, they do not make it for 12 months. So if that's the case, Noah would have thought that you're right, I have to bring inside the Teba all the animals, all the birds, and all the hayot, wild animals I have to bring inside the Teba, because they're going to live more than 12 months, and they're going to multiply after the flood. However, all kind of creatures that do not have any bones, they have only flesh, they have only meat, there's no point at all of bringing of bringing such creatures inside the Teba. Why? Because anyways, they're not going to make it inside the Teba. And if you're going to tell me they're going to do Tashmish inside the Teba, they're not allowed to do Tashmish inside the Teba. So what's the point of bringing all these creatures who do not have any bone inside the Teba? Therefore, the Pasuk said, we started before, ومكول حي مكول بسر. What does mean مكول بسر? Rashi said, مكول حي أفلو شهدين. What does مكول بسر means? That we ask on Rashi, the Pasuk could have said مكول حي, that includes شهدين, includes human, includes behemoth, includes everything. What does mean مكول حي مكول بسر? The Pasuk is coming to answer Noah, tells him مكول حي مكول بسر. مكول حي, even creatures and animals, behemoth and everything. مكول بسر, what does مكول بسر? Even the creatures who do not have any bones, they have only flesh, they have only basar. Even them, you should bring them inside the Teba. Why should you bring them inside the Teba? There's no point, they're not going to make it. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu told them, don't worry, bring them inside the Teba, and they're going to make it. Mekol Ahai, Mekol Basar, even those Shratzim that do not have any bone, they're going to make it inside the Teba. And you don't have to worry about it. Why? Because since that, all the year of the flood, it's not counted, there's no concept of time. Even those creatures, even the Basar, they're going to make it inside the Teba. They're not going to die inside the Teba. They're going to make it more than 12 months of the Teba, because Lo Shemshu Mozzalot V'Kochabim, all these 12 months. And therefore, also it says, he should bring them to the Teba Le'ahayot Etach. We ask, obviously, what's the whole purpose of bringing them inside the Teba? Obviously, for what? Obviously, to stay alive. Ela, the question that Noah had is about the creatures who do not have any bones. How are they going to make it? So don't worry, Noah. Even the creatures who don't have any bones, usually they do not make it for 12 months. Now they are going to make it inside the Teba. Why? Because the Kochabim and the Mazalot, the sun and all the Mazalot, they did not go to work. They did not have any effect on time. There was no concept of time. They are going to make it. And therefore, you have to bring all these creatures, including Basar, that including creatures that have only meat and no bones. Also them, you should bring them inside the Teba, and they are going to make it inside the Teba. And they're going to live le'ahayot etach. And that's what the Pasuk said. Ve'etakach lecha mokol ma'achal asher ya'achel ve'asavta elecha. And the Pasuk continues. Ve'haya lecha ve'lahem le'okhla. You should know, Noah, don't be scared, that don't worry. Maybe the food that you're bringing inside the Teba is going to get rotten. Nothing's going to get rotten. Why? Because there was no sun and there was no moon and there's no concept of time, and the fruits and anything, all the food that you brought inside the Teba, nothing's going to happen to it. And therefore, ve'haya licha ve'lahem le'ochla, don't have to worry about these things. Why? Because all these miracles that happened inside the Teba and all these things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted to continue everything on earth after the flood. Only the times of the flood, the people, they were bad. Therefore, Hashem decided, "Emhayta Adam Asher Barati Ma'al Pnei Adama," and he wants to destroy everyone to start a fresh start from Noah and his kids. And all these behemoth, all these hayot, they're going to come out of the Teba. From them, the world's going to multiply again. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do also with Noah. All the Rasha'im, Ve'aharit Rasha'im Nechrata, and Shu'at Tzadikim, May Hashem. That's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he saved Noah, and from Noah, Hushtat Kol Aulam, and that's what happened. That's the Anyan here of the flood. That's the Anyan that you have to learn here. Any person who's a tzaddik like Noah, and he goes inside the Teba, he watches over himself. Kadosh Baruch Hu is with him, and he does with him a lot of miracles. Hashem should help us with that. Hashem should also be attached to the Torah, Eitz Chaim Hila Mahazikim Ba, and with this we should be Zochei Be'ezras Hashem, all the brachot ktubot v'Torah, and Zkel, Chol Tov, Amen v'Amen. Rabbi Hananel Nachshe Omer, Vaseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zekot Yisrael Lefichach, Rabbi Hananel Nachshe Omer,